Well, Gary White, you'll be taking a team of six up to Launceston tonight, and you look to have some pretty good chances. We go through them race by race, Gary. The first, you have Saumur, number 12, going around in the maiden, and it was an eye-catching run. Two starts back when second and had no luck last time.
Yeah, Pete, I wasn't given much of a chance by Tadia Rotter. She was asked not these horse back at the start, and unfortunately she did, which put the horse at that particular stage out of the race. She's only a little horse, needs a lot of luck. Is able to sort of pause up about midfield, and if she does that tonight, she'll take a bit of beating.
All right. In the second race, What a Life, and this one's, well, probably should have won a race by now. The form this time in has been pretty good. Gets a fair way back in the races, though. Hopefully the 1,400 metres will help.
Brendan's pretty happy the way that she's progressing, but she's been causing her own demise by she has the tendency to lay in once she straightens up. But that's only stage of the race that she does that. She's a horse that trained on really well. Justin Hamer rode in track work on Tuesday, gave him a great feel. You know, she's in the right race, got a great barrier, and if we can pause her up that midfield and able to work in the race, you know, prior to the corner, I'm sure, you know, she'll give Brendan a good ride.
Okay. Lee Smith jumps aboard Gathering Gold in race number 3, the class 2, and well, Gathering Gold's a horse that you know, obviously you've got a fair opinion of.
Yeah, look, Brendan unfortunately wasn't able to ride it because, you know, it's a horse. He said that she hit the front too soon at Erwick. She won those horses just a tad of a, you know, a little bit of a thinker. Brendan thought if she was held up for a bit longer she would hit the line stronger, and you know, I'm sure that you know, even though she's drawn awkwardly tonight, Lee's normally able to get him across into a good position from wide barriers, and I'm sure, you know, he'll give her a great ride, and you know, she'll be very hard to beat.
Over to race 6, the class 1 over 1200, Southlander, having its fifth run back from a spell. I thought the run 2 starts back was full of merit, went third. What chances tonight for Southlander?
Well, Peter, he's had his issues, as you know. He had that throat operation, and he's getting confidence is probably the thing that he needs. We've taken him back to where he won. Naturally, he'd not weighted that well, but he's a little horse with a lot of ability. It would have been nice to have had the like 1100 metre race or so, but he's again trained on really well. There's no fault in his trade work. He's back to the horse he was, but you know, I think we've been trying to ride him wrong and holding him up, and so we'll just go back to his normal pattern of racing and be forward. And he's, the horse looks amazing, you know, looks fantastic in his skin and licking the bin clean. So he'll, there's no doubt he'll bowl out in front. And if someone wants to lead him, then we'll just take a sit, but we won't be restricting him at all. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to give a lot better sight tonight.
Okay, in race 7, which is the Hall of Fame Open Handicap, over the 1,200 metres and 20 grand, you know, he's such a good horse. He's third up from a spell. He's got a good record third up from a spell. It's a race that is very winnable for him.
Yeah, well, tonight, Pete, the only way they'll beat him is the ones down low that he's probably carrying a stone more than. But, yeah, he's in real peak condition. There's a couple down low carrying the one that Terry Morris has got no weight, the one or 12 is there with no weight. But he, with Brendan on him tonight, he'll get a gun run. The horse is 110%. And whatever beats him, I win.
Okay. And in race 8, you saddle up Luzambo in the benchmark 68 over 1600. His last start third was enormous. He was never better than 3 or 4 wide, and geez, he gave a lot in the home straight. He probably deserved to finish closer to last, but you know, he is, you know, he's a horse with a bit of ability, and it's very winnable for him too.
Yeah, you just gave all the reasons why he got beat. It wasn't anything Lee could do. As it was at a particular day, we probably should have been more positive and gone forward. But we thought we'd feel our way out from the gates and just see how it panned out. But unfortunately, we're sort of trying to give him gun run. We got hung out to dry, and as you say, he was no better than 3 or 4 deep for the entire circuit. He looked like he was going to hit the line stronger than once he straightened up. But as you could expect, he had to knock up at some stage. But again, he, it's a nice race. He's drawn lovely, and tonight Lee can pause him up a lot closer. And, you know, Lee's pretty confident about his chances.
All right, Gary, well, of the six you're taking up to the Tote Racing Centre tonight, which horse would you rate your best winning chance?
It's pretty hard because I think it's a nice chance to do it, but I'd say with everything being equal, 20 grand is 110%.
All the best with all your owners, Gary, and let's stick all of our money on 20 grand.
Thanks, Pete.